Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
Back. One of my favorites there. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask, you can watch. That's right. We got a lot of videos there that you can check out and take advantage of. So all that's there just for you, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Inman Ebel, longtime, many-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. Her company is Talk, Listen, Communicate. Did I say that right, Beverly?
You did.
How about that? After all these years, you got me trained just right.
How about that?
And talklisten.com too, right?
That's right. That's our website, and there's lots of information on there.
Yeah. Beverly, I think that there's a lot of people sending things, you know, they're texting, they're emailing, they're doing social media, they're networking, et cetera, online. But I'm concerned, and I talked about this a little bit in the previous half hour. I'm concerned that people, we all need to be using the tools in the appropriate way. And sometimes it seems to me that maybe people are not using them in the appropriate way. For example, they're connecting with people on social media when, okay, just because the person has a Facebook page doesn't mean that's how they want to be communicated with.
Right.
You'll go to them on, you'll tweet them when maybe that particular person wants to get an email. Or wants to get a phone call, for goodness sake. Or wants you to come see them, God forbid, right?
Right.
What do you think?
Well, and I think we have to use the tools wisely. Let's face it. None of us really want all these conveniences to go away. I remember when we didn't have smartphones. What I remember when I first started my business and we didn't have a computer.
Let's not go there, Bev.
I remember getting excited about a fax machine. I love the technology that we have, but we need to use it to our advantage because it's like you said earlier, it becomes noise if it gets lost. And so sending out an email especially if I haven't requested it, like a newsletter. But even a newsletter, if I get on a busy day, if I get something from someone and all it says is blah, 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 newsletter, I'm like, I don't have time. Or I may just skip over it and then later I go, oh, I don't have time. So your market, which the last gentleman was talking about, is huge. But also the subject line, because that's what's getting the person to open it or not. So the subject needs to be somewhat personalized, okay? You can even use the person's name in that subject line. For instance, if I saw an email that said, Beverly, checking up.
Mm-hmm.
Beverly, I'm following through. I'm probably going to open that because somebody knows me, okay?
But it has to be real, though. It can't just be something that you did to catch me.
Right.
I mean, it needs to be connected to what the email's about. It can't just be a ruse. It's got to be.
That's right.
It's got to be something real. Otherwise, I'm not going to give you another chance.
That's right. If I'm even going to remember who you are,
right.
So I'm not really big on the mass emails. I know they are effective, somewhat 2%, but that's a lot of work for the 2%. What I recommend, and the gentleman before was saying the same thing, is know your market. And better to send a very short personal email than and getting the person to read it than sending out something mass that most people are not going to read. So subject line is important.
The other thing is I don't like sending email to someone if I want to get to know them. I don't like sending them an email if they've never heard of me. I'm going to do more than that. This is the point I think is so important to make, is that I'm going to use that email. I'm going to try to find a way to be introduced to that person and then follow through after that introduction is made, maybe a joint introduction or something like that. Or I'm going to try to meet them somewhere. I'm not sure that I've ever sent an email to someone who's never met me unless, you know, there was some compelling reason for them to respond to me. I don't think I've ever done that, Beverly, and I just think that's counting on prospecting by blind email, in my opinion, is low percentage and might even waste a good contact. What do you think?
I think that's not the most preferred method. I recently, a couple of weeks ago, received an email from someone who's a business associate of mine, and then we talked, and she was going to refer me to two people. Mm-hmm. And so I got the referral, and it was done by email, and it was done so that all of my contact information was given in the email,
right. But
nothing was given about the other person.
Right.
Okay? So I did have to follow through, and in that one, the first time I hit reply all, so at least the subject line
That's how you do it. Yeah. Exactly. Hold on to that thought, babe. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to talk some more about how to do a better job of connecting with folks and communicating. With Beverly M. Menebo, I'm Jim Blasting, Game 10-2. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.